This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Veterans who need mental health services can turn to talk therapy, which often occurs in group settings run by the Department of Veterans Affairs. When Eric Golnick left the Navy after 8 years in the service, he was frustrated by how hard it was to find counseling that felt right for him as a gay veteran. Today, the CEO and founder of VFR Healthcare, Golnick and his team are creating trauma resources for LGBTQIA+ vets and first responders. He's with me now to talk about this. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much for having me, Peter. Really appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit about your experience. What was it like for you after you left the Navy trying to find mental health services?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important to start, you know, when I served when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was in full effect, right? And that had a level of trauma within itself, right? Anytime you got called into a commanding officer's office, you may think, oh gosh, what if they found out and your whole career is over? So there was that kind of overall experience that I had in the Navy. When I got out, I had a pretty rough last tour. And one of my sailors, unfortunately, died by suicide, in front of me. And what happened was, it was difficult for me to really get help and that cultural competent help. And especially, you know, as you're dealing with stigma of mental health, you're also dealing with stigma of being an LGBTQ veteran. So it kind of compounded on itself.
And so you went out searching for help and it was hard to find?
Yeah, it was difficult. And especially, my last duty station was down in Miami, where I was working for a 4-star general. And, we did Latin American affairs and, you know, there's not a big base there. There's not a big VA presence. So it was much more difficult to find folks that not only understood kind of the veteran and first responder aspect of it, or the veteran aspect of it, but the LGBTQ part. And to me, it's hard to find folks that can understand both, really, that can kind of connect with both of those things.
Why is it important to have a group dedicated to LGBTQ+ veterans?
Well, I think so. As an LGBTQ veteran myself, you run into issues where we are a very stubborn bunch as veterans to begin with, and when it comes to getting help, you don't need help. You are the helper, right? So you've got that stigma. And then you've got, on top of that, in a very hyper-masculine society or culture, you've got the LGBT stigma, where it's difficult for a veteran to talk amongst other veterans that are not LGBTQ, right? You may not feel as comfortable opening up in a group setting. So it's vital to give folks kind of that opportunity to have a safe place where they can express themselves completely without having to hold anything back.
So what kind of feedback have you received from participants so far?
I've been blown away with how great the feedback has been. And that is not me. That is our clinical team is incredible. Folks have said that this has been an amazing way to express themselves and really get the help they need with folks that actually understand it, right? And we do this in partnership with the VA. The VA does some amazing work as well on the LGBT veteran side. But it's you know, for us, it's complimenting them, right? So we've had a great experience with vets saying, like, look, this has been something where I actually feel like I can be myself and actually talk about issues that I wouldn't feel comfortable talking about in a regular group setting.
This is only available to New Hampshire veterans at the moment, yes?
Yes, we are starting it in New Hampshire, but we want to expand it to our other facilities in other states. But we want to get it right here. We want to do it really well here.
And New Hampshire being a rural state, you've mentioned in public forums about being concerned about rural veterans, rural LGBTQ veterans getting access to services like this. Can you talk a little bit about the obstacles they may face?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just veterans in the LGBTQ community. Rural LGBTQ folks in general, it's difficult when it comes to LGBTQ health. But veterans specifically, there's an issue when it comes to really getting the work on trauma, getting that trauma help in rural areas. And so what we're trying to do, and I've been trying to work with folks, especially Congressman Pappas has been awesome and his team kind of working through some of the broadband issues, but is you have vets that are unable to, they're not going to drive 3.5-4 hours to get help. And it's difficult for them to go back and forth, right? So a lot of these group therapy sessions and therapy in general, one-on-one, it's once a week, twice a week. It's difficult if you're in a rural area. So what we're trying to do is help build capacity with the VA, and offer kind of that telemedicine But the issues that come up with that, again, go to the internet connectivity in some of these areas, right? So we're trying to work through that as we speak, but it's there's no quick, easy answer to it.
Eric Golnick is the CEO of VFR Healthcare. Thank you very much for speaking with me about this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Peter. I really appreciate you having me.